Hey, hey, Podnutsians. Welcome to the Mini PC Show, episode number 92.
So, NEMS, NEMS Linux. So, this was brought to me by Brad Alexander. And he's like, oh, have you seen this? And I'm like, what? So, NEMS is Nagios, or what's it stand for?
That's right.
Where is it?
It's Nagios.
It's Nagios Enterprise Monitoring Server for Single Board Computers. Oh, and so this doesn't just run on a Raspberry Pi. It runs on Odroid. It runs on, let's see, Orange Pi, which I'm shocked at, Pine 64, Raspberry Pi, Tinkerboard, I believe Odroid. Yep, Odroid, and it runs on a bunch of different versions of the Odroid.
They support the Orange Pi. That's saying something.
Yeah.
With a block of ice. So Odroid N2, XU4, HC2, HC1, XU3, MC1, C2, EMC, or ST Sort. I was like, whoa, very cool. Very cool on this.
Yeah, they certainly did not pigeonhole themselves by locking them down with just the Raspberry Pi. Spread the love around.
And you know, I'm just like, all right, I don't want to run it on my N2. My N2's too hot stuff for that. But you can run it on a ROC 64, ROC Pro 64. So it runs Pine device. I'm like, because my ROC 64s I just have hanging right now. And I'm like, I could run, you know, this on the ROC 64. That'd be perfect. Because I was running Observium on one of my Orange Pi Zeros, like my H2, I believe it was. And whatever happened. So, you know, it just kind of flaked out. But yeah, this is something I'd be interested in. So, yeah. All right, I got three things I want to run. And the fourth thing I want to do is LVM on ARM with the stack of disks that I have kicking around. Which LVM, if we haven't talked about it, I know we personally have talked about it, but the users have not heard. LVM is Logical Volume Manager, and basically what it allows you to do is drop a whole bunch of disks. If I am 100% correct, because I don't want to talk about stuff I haven't done yet, is I have a bunch of hard drives, SATA drives, that I could drop in the toasters that have USB connectors on them, plug them into my N2, because my N2 has four USB 3.0 ports, and have a whole stack of disks that make noise and heat and use up power, and have them all available as opposed to some sort of striping or ZFS or whatever file system. And that's another thing I might try just for the heck of it to do. But okay, so I'm stuck with three things I want to do on a Raspberry Pi-ish, and a fourth thing I want to do with a bunch of hard drives.
Gotcha. Well, I'll say I'm not personally a fan of client-based monitoring, because that just means I can't monitor everything. I can only monitor things where I can install the client on it. But one line here caught my eye. It says, it's below the Nemis Linux vision. Go down a little bit further, and it says, I am Robert Ferguson, known as Bald Nerd. I am the developer responsible for building and maintaining NEMS Linux. I am the host and founder of a Category 5 Tech TV, basically. I'm not a fan of Category 5. I haven't been a fan of Category 5 for years, but that's just a personal taste thing. He makes good stuff. He puts passion in everything he does, and there's few people out there are creating Linux-centric topics that I believe that when they say something, they actually believe it, and they actually have experience with it, and they actually talk upon things that they witnessed themselves. So for him to be involved with this suddenly gives this thing to me tons more credibility and tons more longevity. I believe now you could install this thing on your devices, and 6, 8 months, 2 years, 4 years from now, you'll still be able to get updates for it, because he will keep it up to date.
Gotta agree with you on that one, Dor. He does have a lot of passion for the industry and for the business.
Well, and I got no problem saying this. He is one of the smarter guys I've ever listened to in my life in the field of computing.
So the Nagios, this might be obvious to a lot of people. It does SNMP, which is what the Observium was doing. So it is kind of lightweight. You do have to have a daemon on board, so it's the SNMPD. To make it work and run.
simple monitoring network protocol. The question is will it let you run in version 1 and version 2? And if it does, it's incompetent, because it should not never let you run in version 1 or version 2, because version 1 and version 2, you don't have to have any authentication, and it will do anything. Only version 3 is done, in my opinion, right.
Yeah, it definitely has some security issues.
Yeah, I had to prove to a guy at work the hard way that we need to stop running stuff on version 1 and version 2, and he didn't believe me, so I told him to sit there and watch his computer. And then I showed him like 100 network devices going down, and he like started freaking out, and I had him on the phone and said, no, dude, it's all fake. It's just, I just sent them to you because there's no authentication. He's like, we need to fix this! Yeah, I know.
That's a good one.
Yeah, he was ready to start going crazy. Thankfully, I had him on the phone at the same time, or else I might have gotten into trouble.
So you're like, back away from the ledge. Back away from the ledge.
Dora, thanks for pointing that out. I totally missed that line there. And I've checked out Category 5 a few times, and I would have missed that altogether, putting two and two together. That actually is good to know.